This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Thank you so much, Mfuka Kelese. This is exactly 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. We are going to go to this is the Hlanganani Midday Show. Kona ukhule mini mina ke ngilongiba benjalo la Dr. Pisleka iSeme Hall. Now we are namhlanje ukuthi we are celebrating Community Engagement Day. So I do have Prof. Konki Mandlin right now, who is the Director of Community Engagement and Development. Good morning, Prof, and welcome on MUT Radio.
Good morning and good morning to the listeners of MUT Radio. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure for us to have the director. What is currently happening, or actually, what is this day about? So, just to go straight to the point, Prof, maybe if you can brief us, what is the meaning, or actually, can you brief the event ya namhlanje, actually, imayelana nani?
Event yanamhlanje with a community engagement day.
Yes.
Event where we showcase as the university indlela esixhumana ngayo nomphakathi. Ngoba I community engagement is a fairly new kid in the block in the higher education space. Before basically teaching no learning no research in a community engagement. But Dr. Sangena Gumzans Africa Omusha.
Yes, for the corner
she sitting the corner Lomkaka with community engagement. Reason because Sinama students A two Swa Fundi Sela Uti Bangati Mabe tole ama qualifications abo bazi only the subject content, but mabe aware of what are the challenges out there in our communities. But tole ne skill so go address ama challenges. So we logo esenza ukuthi namhlanje sibane lolu suku suzama nje ukuqhakazisa ngempela ukuthi libe lusuku olwaziwa ngabantu ngaphakathi eMangosuthu. Because we want to encourage this ukuthi each and every department at least has a project with our communities out there so that our students get to afund what we call community dynamics and at the same time our communities now ayathola ulwazi kuthi kodwa okubalulekile ukuthi in as much as we share our knowledge with our communities not we are open to learning from our communities ngoba sisho ukuthi ikhona ulwazi abanalo thina esingenalo. So when we it's a mutual beneficiation that is happening between the university and the communities. So the reason why we have this day, community engagement day in Gebelo, is to encourage community engagement in the university and also to encourage staff, students, to have projects with our directorate, register with our directorate, so that we can see how we can support them to carry out these projects in our communities while strengthening teaching and learning and research.
I think you've covered maybe your biggest takeaway on today's event. Yeah, I think you've covered all that. But for now, maybe if you can give us an advice to Mkambege, someone who's listening, do you have for MUT to enhance or improve its community engagement initiatives?
What I can advise, especially the academic staff and students, is that they must, our doors as the office of the Directorate of Community Engagement are always open, and then we are able to offer assistance. Even if academic staff member normal is student, sine idea ukuthi sifuna ukwenza ne community, God asazi ukuthi aqale ngani. We are here to offer that kind of support. And then master supporter, we also bring in potential partners because we've got various partners, you know, Etegun Municipality, Moses Kotane Institute, we've got various partners from the civil society side, from government and also from business sector. We've got all those partners so that bakwazi uba nazo nama resources ukuthi ba carry out this project. So we're always here as in the office to offer that assistance. At the same time, once every quarter, we have got what we call a community engagement forum where the academic staff members and students come, and then they will come to listen to be trained by us, and at the same time share their challenges that they're experiencing in their communities, which is very, very important. And also to look at opportunities of partnering with our community with other projects. The reason being that in our communities, the problems are always complex. It's not easy to address a challenge in a community using only one discipline. We need various disciplines because of the complex nature of the projects. So those CE forums, we should call them community engagement forums, that is what we are trying to achieve, that they come on board and then they can share their projects, and then if there are issues of partnership, they can also do partnerships within the university.
No, I thank you so much, Prof, for your time. I really appreciate it. May you enjoy the rest of your day. Sumenshineka kulu kutike nani niyafunda from the community, because vele it goes vice versa. The community learned from the institution as well as the institution learned from the community. No, we thank you so much, Prof, for your time. May you enjoy the rest of it. Okay, one.
I just want to share with our listeners, we've got about 15 projects that we're showcasing that are covering as far as we go as far as Mzimkulu. We have a project in Mzimkulu that is looking into assisting our farmers on assisted reproductive health. And then you also have projects around rural areas of Mlazi, where we've got farmer poultry producers that are assisted on how to increase their production on eggs. And also we have got other projects as far as Marian Ridge with primary schools. Like, for instance, today we do have two primary schools,
yes.
One from Marian Ridge and other one from this local school, and then they will be coming to showcase how they have won the reading competition last year. We also have projects on entrepreneurship. We do have an academic here who has got a project on entrepreneurship that is encouraging the communities in Mlazi on entrepreneurship skills. We also have projects on ecosystems rehabilitation and restoration. We also have projects that look into phytoremediation project, where we are trying to restore the health of soil after that because of those, and then the soils were contaminated. So we're trying to rehabilitate the soils. So it's a various projects that we have that I cannot cover all of them,
yes.
But they're looking to issues of food security. They're also looking into issues of environmental sustainability. They're also looking into issues of social cohesion and nation building. And lastly, they're also looking into skills building, like we're training our communities in partnership with our formal partners like OSIDA, Moses Kotane Institute. They come to MUT and they get those kind of skills to be trained. So basically today, we're just showcasing all those different kinds of projects.
Just to ask on behalf of the listener, maybe Buhlele Khaya, if they want to join EMA projects, are they allowed to bona since bese makhaya, or it's for MUT students only?
They are more than welcome to come. They can come to our office, and then they will say we want a project full season something in a particular skill. So what we do, we look at the expertise that we have in the university. And then if we don't have that particular expertise, we also rope in our partners. Like, for instance, now we've got a training that is being done by one of our partners called Azubuye Digital Solutions.
Yes.
Azubuye Digital Solutions is training our communities on digital skills. We also have a digital center here by Moses Kotane Institute. We call it Umlazi Digital Center. Our communities just that walk in to this center, and then there are always people there from 8 to 4 that are teaching our communities how to type, how to use a laptop,
yes.
How to write a CV, and also how to look for jobs here in the center. So a person who is listening here at home is more than welcome to come to our offices, and then we can show them our facilities and see what kind of training that they will require.
require.
Don't waste your time for it. Now, if you've got something that you want to do in your community, you are free to engage with us. Yes, Lanake Mangasutu. Prof, we thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. May you enjoy the rest of your day. May God bless you.
Yeah, bonga kakhulu. Thank you very much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.